This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Dude, the picks this week are going to be just really difficult for my brain. Every single one of them, every one of them is tough. This might be the more difficult. Wyoming at Fresno State tomorrow night, 8:30 on FS1. Joining me now to help me make some sense of it is Ethan Bird. Talking Wyoming Cowboys, KGWN-TV. Ethan, my man, this one has me perplexed, my friend.
You can't start it out with picks, Brady. Not it's too soon for that. We got to wait till the end of the call.
You got to set the stage, right? We got to set the stage. Well, let's go back then. Go back to, you know, 2 weeks ago going up against San Diego State. That game kind of just tells the story of who Wyoming is. Like, they're in the game for the most part. Their defense is really good. If you could just get a couple of possessions to move the ball down the field, maybe it's a different story. But unfortunately, you lose 24-7. That's how it felt against Utah. That's how it felt against the Buffs. All these games, even though they're tough, some of these are tough opponents like Utah, Wyoming shows that they belong on the field. It's just kind of a slow death by the time we get to the end of the game.
Oh yeah, it's death by a thousand cuts, right? Or death by a thousand cuts until the interception slit your throat.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there were so many chances for Wyoming to be in that game, but then, I mean, I feel so bad for this defense. They do everything they can, and they are close to being called an elite defense, but their offense just can't give them any of the support or any of the breaks that they need. They just keep them on the field for Lord knows how long.
Yeah, that's the part. And you kept wondering, is something going to change? Is there going to be a time when this offense starts to click? And now here we sit, you know, with just a few games left, and we're still having the same conversation about this team.
Well, yeah, I mean, the conversation would be really different if Landon Sims hadn't unfortunately torn his ACL again in that game. Mm. I mean, you start to ask the question, who really gives the Pokes a better chance to win, Landon or Caden? Because Caden, you know, earlier in the year where I was giving him some grace being a young starting quarterback, right? But he keeps making those young starting quarterback mistakes. Coach Savelle said, you know, the young guys need to start playing like they're a year older now. Like, Caden needs to start playing like a junior. A lot of junior quarterbacks don't throw three interceptions in a game, especially with some of the throws that he made. He's got to start really making better decisions, and it really seems like he's forcing it.
So do you think had that injury not happened, we would have been talking about Landon Sims starting quarterback for the Cowboys the rest of the way?
Well, it really looked like he was going to be a pretty prominent part of that game plan against San Diego State. And then, I mean, that poor kid.
You know, yeah.
It's really sad. You know, Savelle said you've got to tear that kid off of the field. So, I mean, hopefully we see him back in a uniform again. But three ACLs is really concerning. I think we would be having that conversation because Landon, he can run. And Caden, I'm sure it's, you know, he's got those big braces on his legs. He's torn his ACL before. He's not moving like you really need a quarterback to move in a spread offense.
What is it about Caden Anderson? Because there's times where, you know, you get that glimpse. You're like, okay, that's the guy. And then for whatever reason, just something clicks. And sometimes he's not even really pressured. He just makes an overthrow, bad read or whatever. And then they're off the field. That was obviously really bad against San Diego State with the three picks. Mm-hmm. But why am I still kind of like in on him fixing this and turning this around?
Well, because it's a very fixable thing, right? It's you throw the darn ball away. You don't force it. It's that type of mistake, and we've seen him make some really special throws and make some really special plays. See, I mean, I think Caden could be a really good quarterback. I'm not completely out on Caden Anderson either, but, you know, it's a results-based business. So just like being a coach is a results-based business. If you can't start producing, then you have to start asking these questions. And Caden, I think he's shown at any moment he could start producing, but he needs to do that consistently and play smarter football to really be, you know, that solid QB1.
Ethan Bird joining us, KGWN-TV. This is a... I mean, now for the Cowboys, you know, obviously if they win two out of their next three games, they'll become bowl eligible. This game is big. I mean, Nevada, I expect them to beat Nevada. But then you go to Hawaii to finish the season. And not only is going to Hawaii always kind of difficult, regardless of the year Hawaii's having, but Hawaii is a really good football team this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what Timmy Chang has done out there is really special. You know, it's kind of interesting, the dichotomy between Timmy Chang and Jay Norvell there. I digress. I need to actually get to the question you asked me. But, yeah, I mean, Fresno, this is after Nevada. I think that Fresno is a much more winnable game than Hawaii. And I say this all the time. We do our Mountain West Pick'em in our Friday night football shows. You never bet against Hawaii on the island. You know, weird things happen there. Now that they've got a good football team, that game just looks less and less winnable. Whereas Fresno State, I think, looks like a much more winnable game, especially when you remember what CSU did to them. CSU of all teams did to them. It's kind of crazy. But then they go and beat Boise. I mean, it's a week-by-week league right now, and I think the Wyoming defense really gives – them a good chance to beat Fresno.
Yeah, Fresno State might be the most perplexing team in the conference. Mm-hmm. Beating Boise that way, 30-7, but then getting shut out by San Diego State, and then they tried to give Jay Norvell his job. You know, that win kept Jay week. They tried, but I don't know what to expect. And they beat Hawaii earlier in the year too. So I don't know, man.
Well, they beat Nevada by 3 points,
right?
I mean, we've seen that it's a really weird Mountain West right now, and that's why I think people are so frustrated with Wyoming. Is like it's wide open. This is the year that you could have really done something special in the Mountain West, and there you have those games where a couple of mistakes are the reason why you're not in a title game conversation. And Fresno, I mean, we'll see which teams show up tomorrow, right? But I think if Wyoming, if that defensive front can make them one-dimensional and take away the run game, Fresno State can't throw the ball worth anything. So I think that if you do that, the Pokes are looking good.
Yeah, I imagine, yes, this defense is going to keep them in games. They always do. And it's just a matter of, can you finally piece that together and get some kind of offense? And do you... You know, we've talked about Javon Bonight and how maybe this is a little semi-audition for him to take that interim off and be, you know, next year's full-time offensive coordinator. That's what's got. That's what's kind of keeping my interest. A lot of the teams we cover on the show, man, I got to tell you, my interest is going away. But for Wyoming, I'm hanging on by a thread right now. Yeah. I'm moving on to basketball. But I'm still kind of hanging in there with this team.
Yeah, well, I mean, because they still have a chance to be bowl eligible, right? You know, things have to go right. Things have to go very right. But I think the storyline with Javon is really cool. I'd like to see him be a little bit more creative. He's proven to be more creative than Jay Johnson. I mean, that wasn't very hard to do. But I'd like to see him be a little bit more creative this week and find a way to get the ball in the hands, especially like John Michael Gillenborg. The fact that he has the little amount of targets that he's had since he's come back healthy, I think is really that's such a loss of production. It reminds me of, you know, Trey McBride never scoring touchdowns with CSU. We're getting that right now with Jay Mike. I mean, obviously he hasn't been super healthy, but I think in order to be successful in the red zone and on short down situations where Wyoming has struggled, you've got to get Jay Mike going.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we've talked so highly of that guy. I would love to just see these last few games him just take off and just get after it, man. I would love to see that. I know Cowboys fans would love to see that.
I know he would love to see that. The dude's a competitor, and he's a great football player and a great dude. So it has to happen. I mean, he's got, what, three games left in his career. He's got to do something if he wants to even have anybody look at him on that professional level.
Yeah, what do you make too of on the Fresno State side of things? That quarterback position, obviously EJ Warner was benched, and there was a lot of talk about him being, you know, just awesome, and we've seen it. But then against like CSU, he was really bad, and then we've seen Carson Conklin too. So I mean, I'm guessing no changes. We'll see. Look what they did against Boise State. I'm guessing we'll see Conklin for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, no matter who's back there, this Wyoming secondary is going to give them fits. This is the best secondary that they've had in a minute, and you've got a bunch of young guys back there getting it done, which is really exciting. Dainsus Miller is great. Andrew Johnson is leading the safeties very well, as he should. You know, he's a four-year, five-year guy. I'm not too worried about I don't think Wyoming should be too worried about the pass game. It's the run game that they really need to focus on.
Yeah. Well, so how do you see this one going down, man? I mean, what is it? Wyoming a 3.5-point dog? Is that what I saw?
Yep. There's still a 3.5-point dog. It's week by week, man.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm leaning towards the under, if I can give you anything.
Hey, that's something. That's something. I don't know. This is the most confusing one, not necessarily because of Wyoming, but mainly because of everything we talked about with Fresno State.
Yeah, no, the under is what I would lean closest towards. I'm not going to give you a spread pick on this one. You're going to have to risk that on your own.
All right, we'll come up with it later today. We'll see.
For entertainment purposes.
Of course, man. Ethan, what are you cooking up, man, that folks that follow you on X and follow what you guys are doing up there, what do you got, you know, as far as stories and things you're working on as we gear up for this game, late game tomorrow night on FS1?
Well, actually, I'm calling you from Laramie right now. We're sitting in the parking lot of War Memorial Stadium. It's state football weekend
nice.
Right now. We've got two state football games today and three tomorrow. So if anybody is interested in those Wyoming state football games, go ahead and check out WyomingNewsNow.tv, KGWN-TV. We've got all the coverage of every game.
All right, man. I'm looking forward to it. Always appreciate your insight on this one. And we'll see. I'm rooting for the Cowboys this weekend. So let's go get it done.
I appreciate you, brother. Talk to you next week.
All right, man. Ethan Bird, KGWN-TV, Wyoming and Fresno State. Yeah, the over-under in this one is 39.5, so he's liking the under in that one. Where am I going? I don't know. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. It's Friday. We'll do that at the end of the show today. 18 minutes after the hour, Michael. Let's take a short break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Avalanche games and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor. You guys, I'm telling you, collectible store, sports card store. They got Legos there. Christmas is coming up. You need to get your Christmas shopping done. Go ahead. Get it done. Do you have your Christmas shopping done, Michael? Or are you bah humbugging that too?
I very much bah humbug. I have not done any Christmas shopping.
But you do Christmas shopping, though.
Sometimes.
For your niece and nephew, right?
Oh, I've got a bunch of nieces and nephews.
Oh, okay.
I met a few from Hawaii that I had never met before.
Okay.
And I don't know what to get them. Well, possibly some Legos.
Maybe some Legos at Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor. If you're a sports collector, they have the memorabilia there, too. So check them out and tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by Chevron. I had a couple of texts on the Coach Prime thing. You know, like, and I'm seeing it, too. Like, he's not going anywhere. He's under contract. Well, things change when your health becomes a concern, you know? And I guess the Rick George news just kind of hit me. Where all I've been hearing is that Rick George is going to be there as long as Coach Prime is there to kind of see that through. So I guess you could look at it a different way and say Coach Prime's not giving any indication that he's going to be going anywhere anytime soon. So Rick George is like, hey, I don't want to wait around that long. Kind of want to just step down. I'll be in an advisor role kind of deal. I'll be curious to see who the next AD is. Sean Keeler's told us this from the Denver Post, that Tad Boyle, when he decides to call it quits as the head basketball coach, he could be in like that assistant AD type role. I would be curious to see if he would be a guy they would consider as an athletic director, but I just don't know. He's very old school. So I'm not sure that's the direction you go on the athletic director side of things. So that will be a watch. That will be something to pay attention to. We got quarterback toilet bowl coming up at 1:05 today. But when Derbs is in, we're going to talk about this story that came out this morning. More gambling stuff. 14 charged in mafia-backed betting ring involving athletes. 14 people, according to ESPN, were charged for their roles in a multi-million dollar illegal sports betting ring that involved college athletes and had links to organized crime. New Jersey authorities announced Thursday. According to the authorities, Joseph Little Joe Perna, a member of the Lucchesi crime family, and his associates ran a nationwide network of bookmakers who use offshore websites to facilitate approximately $2 million in bets between 22 and 24. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin said several college athletes operated sports books at the direction of Perna's organization. Platkin did not answer questions regarding which college or sports were involved in the alleged betting ring. The NCAA is aware of the charges at this point, and they are going to probably do something about it. I don't know. Have they legalized gambling yet for college athletes? I know that was something that was going to happen, and then they kind of put that on hold with when the Chauncey Billups, all that news came out. This news certainly can't help with that, but that was supposed to take effect November 1st. Everything I looked at this morning is it still hasn't quite, unless I'm wrong, unless I missed it, unless I Steinered it, that hasn't taken place yet. So this would be bad timing to allow that. So the details on this, Perna, 55 years old of Fairfield, New Jersey, is charged along with his son, stepson, nephews, and others with racketeering, conspiracy, gambling offenses, and money laundering. The New Jersey Attorney General General's office said this on Friday morning. Perna allegedly acted as the financier, while his son Joseph R. Perna conducted the daily operations and facilitated dozens of subordinate agents. So we don't know how deep this is. Is this a matter of players taking dives and shaving points, doing all that stuff? I don't know. What we think right now is that college athletes operated sports books at the direction of Perna's organization. So they would get inside information. They would use that. They would have people bet with their books, and they probably had different types of info on the teams and with the schools that they're at and such, getting information. So just another gambling story, Mike. I mean, it seems like every week now we're getting one of these pretty big ones. We had the Major League Baseball story to start this week. We had a story last week with, what, six NCAA basketball players that were, you know, losing on purpose, were trying to miss shots on purpose. That was going on. It just seems like every week we're getting this. They are definitely honing in on the gambling side of this industry.
Now, note how all of these are illegal gambling operations. Mm-hmm. They're not, like, the legit books.
Right.
But I feel like the problem is people are going to go after the legit books and blame the legit
not,
people.
But not all of these are just offshore gambling sites. The stuff with Chauncey was the stuff with Jontay Porter was the actual gambling sites were seeing that there were odd betting. There was odd betting activity going on. And so they tipped them
off.
They
did the right thing.
Correct.
So, like, it's not the problem is not the legalized gambling. The problem has been the crime families, and they've always been doing this. But I'm afraid that now that we're getting some press on this, people are going to blame legalized gambling, and it's going to go away.
Well, see, I get where you're going with that. But, Mike, it's just so easy to gamble now. You know, I would imagine a good chunk of our listeners, yours truly included, I never messed with offshore sites or anything like that. But when you can download an app and it's pretty easy to put a few bucks in it and gamble it, it's just easier now. So more people are doing it. Therefore, it's talked about a lot more. But I get where you're coming from on that. I'm not saying make it illegal again.
Yeah, definitely
don't. I'm not saying that. I definitely think there has to be, because this story isn't particularly going that way, but I think the underbetting, things like that have to go away. The baseball pitchers, Ortiz and who was the other one? I can't think of his name. But these were young pitchers that were getting paid for every ball they would throw. I mean, they were working out deals like that. Derbs and I were talking about this earlier. At worst, you're probably going to see a lot of those little side bets go away. Like you can bet on an at bat, you know, how many pitches will he see? How many, you know, is it going to be over or under 3.5? Meaning he doesn't strike out, but he hits a foul and has a foul ball in there too. They might take those things away where an individual player has so much control, like a pitcher, especially maybe more so than any sport. A pitcher can control that. Hey, like in the second inning, the first at bat, make sure you throw, or just the second inning, make sure you throw five balls. I mean, that's easy for a pitcher to manipulate that. So I would imagine some of those things are going to go away.
This might help out. It might hurt Vegas, but it might help out some of the degenerates who are, you know, no offense,
betting on
the people
everything.
Who are addicted to it, who are going to some of these side bets.
Yeah, just because it's not enough juice to watch the whole game. You want to see, like, bam, I want to see something in this inning. I've got juice. I mean, it's a thrilling thing. People ask why multimillionaire athletes get involved in this. Well, it's the thrill of it. And who knows, too, like some of these players, mafia members might could get their talons in some of these people. And again, I bring up the movie because it makes sense. And I know it was a comedy, but The Replacements, when the kicker is going up to kick the ball and he tells Falco that he's in bad with a bunch of, you know, mafia guys and he got in bad and he owed them money, maybe through something completely different than football. And they basically said, well, here's how you can get right with us. Miss the field goal. Don't make field goals. We're going to have people bet unders on that. So it is possible that sometimes it's out of their control. People get a hold of you and who knows? Or it was in your control. You got involved in a poker game and you couldn't pay and now you owe them money. There's a lot of ways that this could go.
Ray Liotta's character in Goodfellas. In real life, that guy was involved in this.
Yeah.
And people got hurt for it.
Yeah. No, I could see this happening. I mean, you don't think mafia members and they get to schools and colleges, they find out who a player is or something, or somebody that's close to a player, and they get to them and here's what you're going to do. You're going to talk to your boy and you're going to make sure he doesn't score 12 points this weekend. That's what you're going to do. Otherwise, you're swimming with the fishes.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily like so much swimming with the fishes. It's more like,
it's my fantasy.
Hey, money's a big incentive for people. It's easy if you're a college student and you need a little extra scratch. It's easy to go, hey, you do this, you're going to pay off your debt pretty quickly, well, and you can buy your girlfriend some pretty necklaces.
Well, let's face it. A majority of college players, no matter how good they are, majority of them don't go to the pros. They don't go make money beyond their 4 years at college. So maybe they get to the end of that and they're like, I'm not going to make any money. I'm done with sports after this. Might as well take advantage of it. It's just, the problem is, Mike, some of that has just become, it's so easy to gamble. And I'm not like, I'm the last person to sit here and say you shouldn't do it. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that, for entertainment purposes only. But I do think that when the more stories we get that players, two-way players in the NBA are faking an injury to get pulled out of a game so that they're under hits. Pitchers are purposely throwing balls so that they can make some money on the side. This is happening. It's probably been happening for a very long time. These betting sites actually, and that's what you're saying, the betting sites are the ones that are flagging these. So if people are doing it legally, but still illegally with inside information, the gambling sites actually set up as kind of a failsafe, a protector in that. But it's just like, it's like with anything in the world, you know, if criminals will commit crimes. That's why, and I'm not getting political here, but the whole idea of like outlawing guns and stuff. Well, people that use guns to commit crimes are pretty good at being a criminal, right? So what's to make you think they're not just going to go get a gun illegally, which a lot of times they do? So I guess my mindset has always been, oh, great, you're just going to make it more difficult for people that are following the law and going about things the right way to get a gun or to gamble. That's how I kind of look at it.
Yeah, it behooves these companies. And it behooves the person who wants to participate, no matter what it is, to do it the right way.
Yeah. Like, there's the majority of people, I would imagine, I don't have a stat, but wouldn't you guess the majority of people that are gambling? Like, when you go to the bar and you're sitting around with your friends, they're throwing a few bucks at the game. Like, not a lot of guys are throwing in their life. Now, if you are, it's obviously a serious problem. They're doing it for fun. They're going to be watching the game anyway. Yeah, I threw 20 bucks on it. Yeah, I threw 100 bucks. Whatever. Hopefully, you do it in a respectful, a safe way so that you can, you're not betting your mortgage on it and stuff. But if you have a few extra bucks and you do it, that's where I think a majority of people go with this. These are these extreme stories of guys getting really, really deep into this stuff.
Yeah, there are a lot of people out there who can't control themselves. And if you can't control yourselves, we have friends at North Range Behavioral Health who are there to help you.
They would help you with gambling?
Well, that's one of the addictions.
Oh, is it really?
That they
help people
like
with?
Alcohol
cool.
addiction, Good gambling addiction. They've been on before and talked about it.
GoPoke says the only way to curb this stuff is to absolutely drop the hammer on the athletes involved, like significant fines and jail time. Yeah, you have to basically... If they get caught doing this, you have to do what they did to Jonte Porter. He will never play professional. He will never play professional basketball, and well, never play in the NBA again. But then you start talking about jail time and all that. That's the only way to try to get this. Because again, we talked about how easy it is, how seriously easy it is to manipulate it. It can be. Let's say you're the star player for the UNC Bears, Mike, for basketball, and you and I are tight. And I'm
well, let's and make I, it and bizarro.
I'm, and I'm like Mike. I'm hurting, dude. I, you know, lost my job. I don't have any money. I need to make the bills. Dude, is there any way you can help me out? I mean, it could be that, too. It could
that
be serious.
That story is very effective,
yeah,
too.
And it could be, hey, man, you're under for this game tonight, and although you can't bet over-unders in college, so it's a bad example. But you guys are favored to win by 3. You're starting point guard. Can you make sure that doesn't happen, man? Otherwise, I'm dead. I'm toast. I mean, that's one example. Another example can just be not as serious, just your boys, your friends. Hey, you know, if you're an NBA guy, dude, I'm going to bet on you tonight. You going over that? And then you get a little winky wink. Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not going to. I'll help you out, bro. I'll help you out. It's as easy as that. It's so easy. That's what I'm saying. Like, these stories are crazy. But I would imagine that the number of actual professional players and probably college players that are involved in this would blow our minds. Would absolutely blow us away.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably football players who are doing it. And it, like, I don't know all the bets. I don't know all the props. I know that there are some crazy Super Bowl stuff. But I don't know exactly what all you can do and what kind of crazy stuff you can do. But yeah, there's money in it for these pros. And if money, I think jail time, even though I don't like jail so much because I don't think it's super effective, but if there's a way to punish them, like say, okay,
why don't you think
your
jail time
livelihood
would be,
is gone.
Why don't you think jail time would be super effective?
I don't think people go to prison and get reformed. I don't think jail is reforming for people.
Well, you're talking about like probably deep criminals. What a guy that gets caught up in this. Yeah, it's bad and it's illegal, but it seems harmless enough compared to some of the other stuff. A guy like that that just got caught up in it for maybe a year, you don't think goes to prison and never touches that again? You think he goes right back to gambling somehow?
I think some people do, but I just think prison needs to be rethought, redone, maybe work more with people's mental health and people's situations rather than putting them away.
That's interesting. I don't know if I go there 100%. And I get every case is different, but Joe Schmo, who got involved in gambling because, you know, just because he wanted to make a few extra bucks, manipulating not just the game, but you're costing a lot of people money. Do they learn their lesson if they're put in? I don't know. Because again, first things first, you get them out of the league, and then they just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, that's one of the bigger punishments you can do.
Yeah, you can take it away.
Okay, you're out of the league, and have some kind of agreement or with all the leagues.
You have like a serious fine in there too. Like if you get caught gambling on this sport, you're done playing. But then you got to pay like an amount that hurts you. Not $10,000, but like, significant money. Micah is going deep on you on the perils of the penal system. LOL. Yeah, you are going deep on that. I didn't know you felt that way.
I feel the way about a lot of things.
Yeah. Back to sports. You got to scare the hell out of them. That's the thing. If you get caught doing this, let's say you're Billy Bob and you're making $1 million a year. Just throwing it out there. Not only if you get caught doing this, you're going to be out of the league, and you're going to owe us $10 million. Like make it. You have to make it extreme, like laughable extreme money that they don't have. If Billy Bob Thornton's making $1 million a year, and he's played in the league for 4 years, he doesn't have that, right? So don't you think, or are you off on that? Like you just go so extreme. That it's like, dude, if you get caught, not only are you out of sports, you're going to be in debt for the rest of your life trying to pay us off, and you're not going to have a way to do that.
I don't like the in debt the rest of your life. There has to be forgiveness at some point. But I say you want to fix this, you're out of basketball forever.
Yeah,
like you're
right.
Out of college. You can't go to the pros.
Okay,
you can't go to any organized basketball league that is a part of this agreement.
But Jontay Porter was probably going to be out of the league in a year or two anyway. So he's like, screw it. Hail Mary time. Let's go.
Would he be able to go to Europe or Russia or wherever?
Probably, he probably still could today if he wanted to, I guess. Their laws aren't our laws, right? Dixon, Mr. Thursday Night is to blame for many of those losing money. That's for entertainment purposes only, by the way. So, disclaimer.
And everybody knows that. I mean, seriously, who's going to tune into... This show. This show is a very entertaining show, especially because of me. But like seriously, the people who hardcore do this, they're doing research, like super duper research.
Listen, more people have made money off of me probably going against me on the Thursday night special. The picks are fun.
Yeah, but those people are doing $5 bets.
Right. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
Fun.
I don't know what they're doing. But that's your own discretion. Like, we've been picking games against the spread well before we had a DraftKings app, right? I've been doing the picks on Friday, everybody knows that, for years with the teams that we follow well before we had sports gambling apps. So it was always just, who do you like to win? And they had the lines up there for a reason. And, oh, I like them to win by that amount. So, again, it's with anything, I'm going to tell you guys I love On the Rocks Liquor. You know, that's a great sponsor of ours. That's not me saying go out on a 12-day bender and just get lost in the sauce and neglect all your responsibilities. No, I know that we like to casually have a beer or two, and I'm telling you a good place to go do it.
Yeah, at some point, we need to stop blaming everybody else and say personal responsibility.
Dixon is saying, though, Mr. Thursday Night is one of the biggest segments in all of sports. That's true. That is true. That is hard to cover that up. More people listen to the Thursday night special than probably watch the Super Bowl, I would imagine. Would you say? That's fair to say?
I would say you are the Marvel movie of the Thursday nights, the Marvel movie of, you know, of radio, really.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where you're going with that.
Well, I was trying to think of which was the worst Marvel movie, because your Thursday night right now is not very good. Like Marvel Phase 5.
Anything after Robert Downey Jr. left.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Well, we got to get back to Robert Downey Jr. 44 minutes after the hour, Mike, you blew the clock. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Forty-nine minutes after the hour, Michael, we're way behind the clock, man. You're the producer of this show. You're supposed to keep us on track.
But I was so interesting in that last segment.
Pass. 49 minutes after the hour, let's wrap up hour number two. The quarterback toilet bowl makes its triumphant return. The dude down the hall and Mike dancing with himself. No Tanner Schwint. But the other fellows will be here too, so we'll look forward to that. All right, it's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Complete rundown of all things high school football playoffs. Listen to the postseason special presented by Clearwater Products, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
.12:54 the time. Welcome back into the whole show. Quarterback toilet bowl. I don't even know where I'm standing. I don't think my guy was very good last week, but we'll find out when Mr. Dancing with himself and the dude down the hall get in here.
I don't know where you're standing, but I know where you're sitting.
All right. With that, we'll take a short break. We've got that coming up, plus Broncos Chiefs. How we feeling about this game? And then the picks to wrap up the show today. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.